Yesterday we celebrated in a glorious way the wonderful feast, our patronal feast of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima. And of course, this whole month is hers in that sense, with that title. Today we celebrate the feast of one of the early popes who suffered tremendously in his life, not a very long life, but nevertheless suffered tremendously. St. Calixtus I. He ruled the church for about 5.5 years, being martyred in the year 222. According to some, St. Calixtus was a freed slave. Others deny that. But there were many people who were all the time were talking evil things about him, so we don't really know for sure if it was true or not, but it's still handed down. Either way, he was into the numbers, as it were, and he became the treasurer of the Holy Father, of Holy Mother of the Church. St. Sepphorinus was his predecessor. And when St. Sepphorinus died, he was elected to become Supreme Pontiff of the whole Church. He ruled for only 5.5 years amidst horrible controversies and fights among the clergy and the people. Even though the church was not yet freed, nevertheless, they had enough freedom and enough time to waste to look for trouble. Having too much time is not good. And so St. Calixtus did his time, as it were. And then in 222, he was finally arrested and condemned to death. And not only was he condemned to death, to martyrdom, but a very strange and horrible martyrdom. St. Calixtus was condemned to be thrown into the Cloaca Maxima. Now, the Cloaca Maxima, which still exists, is the sewer of Rome. And luckily for him, on his way down, he broke his neck and died. Otherwise, he would have had to land in that murk, that horrible, foul-smelling evil, which is the predecessor of hell for those who are going there. But he died and, of course, was declared a martyr almost on the spot. St. Calixtus fought for the See of Peter, fought for Christ, and already some were questioning whether he was true man or true God. We saw this Saturday with a feast of the Maternity of the Virgin Mary and Nestorius, the arch-heresiarch. And St. Calixtus fought against all these evils, spent all of these coming forth from the heresy of Gnosticism, which was partly pagan, partly at least claimed to be Christian, but was not Christian at all. So today we celebrate his feast. What's really interesting, and it touches me in a very special way, is that the place where St. Calixtus was martyred eventually was turned into one of the best restaurants in Rome, La Cisterna, which means the cistern or the sewer. And so many, many times when important people were visiting me in Rome or whatever, people who had a lot of money, they would take me there because I would, of course, recommend it. And it is a wonderful, wonderful place to eat. And you can still go down several stories underneath the present-day main story of the restaurant and see the place where he was thrown down into the Cloaca Maxima. Luckily, it does not smell. The only smell you can smell is the wonderful aromas of the wonderful and beautiful dishes that are prepared for the Romans, many, many cardinals and bishops, and the tourists who come to dine at this restaurant, which was marked in glory by the martyrdom of Pope St. Calixtus I in the year and 22. Today also marks a sad day for us anyway, for our parish, and for some in our parish. 10 years ago today, it was in the evening, I received a phone call from one of the children of the parishioners to tell me that his father had, his airplane had blown up, and he with it. Of course, I'm talking to one of the great families of our parish, who are great benefactors of our parish, and his name was Patrick Earl Carter. His wife's name is Tanya Carter, and she still is a parishioner, and even though she lives far away, and a great contributor to our parish and to the Holy Name Society. So today the Mass is offered for him, and this evening I will go with some people to help me to celebrate Mass by his tomb. And she built a beautiful, beautiful little church right next to his tomb, which I blessed and which tonight I will celebrate Mass in for his soul. So today we remember this parishioner who was very, very devoted to St. Stephen and to me. He said to his wife before he died, before he took that flight, I will never go into any other parish as long as Father Perez, I was not a canon yet, as long as Father Perez is as St. Stephen. And they have kept their word. So we give thanks to God for those who keep their word and for those who have gone on to the glory of God. A very good and Catholic man and his family. Eternal rest be unto him, O Lord. May he rest in peace. May his soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.